Your 24-hour sports entertainment radio station, Vision U Sports Radio.
So the SPA Proteas head coach, Director Barton Host, assembled a 25-member squad over the past weekend in preparation for the upcoming Caribbean Clash in October. On the phone line with us, we have one of the players in that squad, Kanyisa Chawane, preparing to talk to us about preparing for this clash, and also a little bit later on, want to play a woman in sports quiz with her. Kanyisa, hey, good morning. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Fantastic. Thank you so much for joining us. First and foremost, congratulations on making that squad. Your initial feelings?
Pardon, I didn't hear that. Sorry.
Oh, I said congratulations on making the squad.
Thank you.
Yeah. What were your initial feelings?
I'm really excited. I mean, with no netball for quite some time, having to go on an international stage, I'm really excited about that.
Kanyisa, let's just talk about the inactivity as well. I think the last time that the team took to court was in March for the SPA Tri Nations Challenge, which was amazing. Let's talk about now the Margaret Beckford Sunshine Series that's coming up against Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago, as well as what then comes after that, which will be the 2022 Commonwealth Games, and then for the biggest showpiece, 2023, which will be the World Cup, which will be here in South Africa. Just the conversations with some of the players as your teammates and maybe as well as the peers to want to be on an upward trajectory in terms of performance.
I think that's what excites everyone. After March, I mean, it was just African teams not going out of the country and just preparation within Africa. But now it's the next step. I think we call it the next step, having to go out of the country. And Jamaica is not just an easy team. I mean, they are number four in the world. So that's what we want to compete with, just to see where we are and what we still need to work on so for us to be ready for Commonwealth as well as 2023.
Yeah, so many big things on the calendar, Kanyisa. I mean, you said Commonwealth 2023. There's so much excitement right now around netball despite the inactivity. How have you managed to navigate through that inactivity, keep yourself in the right position, match sharp, match ready for a call-up like this?
I think that's what the lockdown actually taught us, that even if there is a break or even if there is no netball or whatever, in every way you need to be ready. You need to be training. You need to make sure that you keep yourself ready, because anytime there is a call-up for international stage, or there's even a call-up for big stages like Commonwealth and all of that. So with the competitions that are coming, it's just to keep us on our toes to make sure that we are always ready for what's coming.
You had some of the biggest achievements in your career, and that was signing for Team Bath out in England. And I think this was on the back of Uzanele Vimbela, who had joined, I think, in 2018. How was just the journey for you? I mean, you were here playing for Kofsies, playing as well in the brutal Fruit Netball League, which then, of course, transformed to the Telkom League as well. But just the transition from someone that played in varsity netball to now being on the world stage and playing for such a big team like Team Bath?
I think that was one of my goals going into World Cup. I wanted to know if I'd be able to be selected to play in such big stages. And when I got selected, it was like a tick in a bucket list or in one of the goals. And going there, it was really next level. I think the competition there is really high intensity. And that's what you prepare for, knowing when you go to like a Commonwealth or going to a World Cup, you want to play against the best. You want to train with the best so that you know that you're at your best when you go to a World Cup. So at Team Bath, that's the kind of treatment that you get. You're always acquired to always be at your best, train at your best, so that at any game or at any given moment, you're at your best. So that competition was one of like the best that I've had. Yes, I didn't play much because of the COVID that started, and they had to dismiss us to go back to our countries and just to be with our families and have the comfort. But just the little experience that I had when I was there, it was really amazing.
Kanyisa, as well, let's talk about your educational journey, because I think it's honestly one thing that does stand out when you look at just your resume. From what I understand, you have a Bachelor of Science degree in Geography. Am I correct? From the University of Free State?
Yes, you are correct. I have a degree, and then now I'm just doing my postgraduate in education.
My goodness, where do you get the time to balance everything, Kanyisa? School, a rigorous course, but also you are blazing hot when it comes to the court.
I think it's the support that you also get from your peers as well as their university itself. They take pride in you representing them. So they also do their part to make sure that they support you in terms of academics.
Kanyisa, quick question. What is the, and I asked this question because I have a friend who studied something similar to what you studied. And most of the time we're asking him for weather reports, we're asking him things that aren't at all related to his field of expertise. Is that your experience with the degree that you studied?
Yes, it's more or less going in that direction. But you've got many streams that you can go to. So you can go to your climatology and all of those things. So, yeah, it's part of what I studied.
Got it. We're trying to figure out agrometeorology. Say it again, Pajo.
No, you haven't.
You said it's agrometeorology.
Yes.
Agrometeorology. Are we saying it right, Kanyisa?
Yes.
Wow. Who knew? Hey, back in my day, it was just lawyers, accountants, and now we have agrometeorologists. This is great. I love the way we're moving. So listen, Kanyisa, here's what we want to do with you. We want to play a quick game with you, yeah? I don't know if you had conversations with producer Spo and she prepared you for this, but if not, you're on the phone line now, so you have no choice anyway. Essentially, we've been doing this thing over the course of Women's Month where we play a woman in sports quiz. Very simple. We ask you a couple of questions and we give you some information and we ask you to guess the woman that we're talking about.
And yeah? We can also give you a hint.
We can also give you a hint. Surely, nothing too hectic for an agrometeorologist.
Nothing.
You know?
It's not the same.
It's not the same thing at all, in all fairness. But yeah, here we go. And of course, on the basis of how well you do or don't do, we will judge your entire degree and qualification. So
qualifications.
Just qualifications. Just know there's a lot on the line for you, Kanyisa, this morning. Remember that. Okay. So very simple. Let me cue the suspenseful music as we get into it. All right. Suspenseful music cued. LP, take it away.
All right. So the first question, Kanyisa. She currently plays for the Sunshine Coastal Lightning and South Africa Spa Proteas Netball. She is the vice captain of the Spa Proteas. What's her name?
That's Carla Pretoria.
All right, that was a warm-up now. Now we're talking badminton. This is the second one. She's a swimmer, one of two Paralympians to compete at the 2008 Summer Olympics in Beijing. What is her name?
Isn't it Natalie?
Almost
surname?
There.
Detroit.
Batate. So she is nicknamed Bashin after the male footballer Albert Bashin Mahlangu. She is the first South African player, or African player rather, to score 100 international goals. Bashin.
You can ask for a clue.
Is it Atlante? Is it, what's this, Khatlan?
No. She played then. She has retired now.
Oh, is it Portia?
Yes.
Portia, what's her name?
Starts with an M. Perfect.
Wow. And we thought this would be difficult. Fourth question. In 2018, she became the first Black South African woman to compete at Wimbledon.
Is it Khomoto?
Oh, you're close. You went the other way there at the end, but you're on the right track.
You were touching it.
I'll let this one pass.
You let it pass?
No.
All right.
KG. You were right in saying Khomoto, but KG usually, you know, stands for Lili. Kho.
Yeah.
Should we give it to her?
I think let's give it to her.
Okay. The name you're looking for is Khuthatso Montshane.
Unfortunately.
This one, hey, yeah, no, can you say, if you don't know this one, I think you must give back those degrees.
Withdraw.
Withdraw from your name
out
from
of the squad.
The squad. Stop everything. If you get this one, that's coming up wrong. Okay, so her first international netball contract was in the UK for Surrey Storm in the UK Netball Super League, and recently joined Siya Kolisi and Themba Bavuma at Rock Nations.
Our captain, Bongi Mtsomi.
Yeah, she keeps the qualifications.
She keeps her place in the squad, yeah. All right, last two questions, Kanyisa. She's the world record holder in the long course 200-meter breaststroke. World record holder, recently won gold and silver out at the Olympics in Tokyo. Who are we talking about?
Tatiana Schoonmaker.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Last and final question. Four-time Grand Slam singles champion who this year released a Netflix documentary series.
Serena Williams.
Ha! Ah! Another chance. Another chance. She has, she's part Japanese and part Haitian.
Naomi Osaka.
Yes.
And I think if my math serves me correct, that's 6 out of 7.
That's
6 out of 7 that you got right, Kanyisa. Congratulations.
I feel like the other one I could get a half.
You see, those qualifications are coming back to bite them. Now she's leveraging.
We know exactly what type of student she is, out there on some, ma'am, no. Listen, Kanyisa, we really do appreciate you playing this game with us. You get nothing for winning, but we're just grateful that you did it anyway. I mean, look, you're winning in other aspects of your life, right? Education-wise, part of the 25-person squad. Yeah, that's going. Look, it's big things that are happening. You don't need whatever awards we could have potentially given you. That's just the truth. But thank you so much for coming on. We really do appreciate your time, Kanyisa.
Thank you so much. Really fun.
And congratulations on being part of that that 25-woman team. It's a big thing. We'll be watching you guys. Very excited about the future, the Commonwealth Games, and into the World Cup as well.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Thank you for
your
time.
Have a good day further.
You too.
Bye. Oh, there you have it, folks.
This is Vision View Sports Radio.